Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. We're halfway through November. Next week is Thanksgiving for everyone that's here in the States. And I'm excited because, as I've said probably for the past several shows, my son, daughter-in-law, and three grandchildren fly in for Thanksgiving week this Saturday. So I'm really excited to have them here, and I'm just getting everything ready for them and, you know, making sure I have groceries that are kid-friendly. You know, they don't particularly like arugula, so I have to make some concessions. So I need to do that and pretty much have everything organized and ready to order for our little cousin's Christmas party on Sunday night. So that's just going to be a blast. We're going to end up with 18 people, which is really, really fun. And, you know, it started out being for the little kids so that they could open their Christmas presents because we don't see them at Christmas time typically. But now it's a party that's probably more fun for the adults than it is for the kids. The kids just go play with their toys. We get to catch up with everybody and talk, and that's a lot of fun. So it's usually pretty wild because there's complete and total permission to be silly and have fun. And we're all really good at that. My brother and I, when we're together, we turn into like 8-year-olds and it's great. You know, there aren't that many people in your life, in my life. Let me speak personally because I don't know your life, but I found there's just not that many people that you can really be silly with, you know, that are really like your tribe, your people. These are literally my tribe because they're my relatives. And they're also my people in that way, as far as just rapport and being totally comfortable with each other. And I think that too is a product of just, I don't know, learning, evolution, getting older, appreciating, which is what I'm going to talk about on the show today. But yeah, it's just really interesting to look at people and just realize that and realize and be okay with the fact that everybody's not your people. And that's okay, you know? And we want in our lives people that match our vibration. And you don't want clones, certainly don't want clones of you, but you want people that you can just be yourself with. And I'm at a different stage in my life right now. And meeting those people, well, I've not really been on a mission to meet a lot of people, but the people that have kind of come into my experience are not my people. And that's okay. That's okay. And I think the more permission you give yourself to be who you are, the more you're going to attract people that are your people, right? So that's what my mission is. This is to be me and have as much fun as I possibly can with my grandchildren and my family over the next week or so. So it should be a lot of fun. The house is decorated. Christmas is up. The living room, the great room is the Christmas room. And I'm containing it to there. I'm not gonna decorate all over the house because I don't need to. I won't be here for Christmas. So anyway, and it looks like we're gonna have our first snow this week. I think Thursday, Friday, it's supposed to get much colder, and there's a forecast for snow. So that will be really cool. We could really use the moisture. It's been dry and windy, and leaves are blowing everywhere. My leaves get cleaned up tomorrow. And I finally did it worked out this year that pretty much all of the leaves from all of the trees around me are in my yard, not still on the trees. So when it gets cleaned up, it'll be cleaned up and won't be covered in leaves again. That's happened I don't know how many times in the past. So perfect timing in the yard, and everything should look really nice for people to come over. Anyway, enough of that. I just want to say that this show is live today on 12radio.com and streaming on YouTube. If you'd like to join the chat, just you can click the YouTube link posted under my banner at 12radio.com, or you can just subscribe to my channel. That way you know when we're up and when I'm there. And every time I'm on live on 12radio, I am streaming on YouTube. So I don't do readings on the show, but if you would like a reading or a healing from me, you can find me every day on 12listen.com. I'm usually available mid to later morning, Pacific time into the evening. If you don't see me or if I'm busy, just schedule a call, put in a callback request. I'm notified immediately via text and we'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Now, next week, beginning Saturday, my schedule is not going to be quite that. Plus, we have a holiday next Thursday, but I will be available as much as I can because I know they'll go out and do other things. So just keep an eye out. Check on 12listen.com, my bio page. I always post when I'll be available. So you can find me and you can always put in a callback request. And if I can answer it, even during the holidays, I will. So the other thing I want to let you know is I have my Navigating the Holidays 15-minute time-based session up for the holiday season. Holiday time is its own thing. It just is. It stirs up memories and it stirs up the emotions that come with memories. And feelings are like commentators, you know, like a perpetual newscast. They're telling us why we're reacting, the way we're reacting to what's happening in our present experience. And in the case of memories, they're doing the same thing with what's happened in the past, which is dead, gone, and over. You know, it doesn't exist. The present moment does. And we're, you know, in it, but the past is gone. And the purpose of this session is to release the ghosts of holidays past so that you can be present for this holiday season. This holiday season. And you can have the joy of the season and the magic of the season and, you know, the schlepping around of stores, if you do that, of the season. And just be in it. Be in it. Be in the life of the season. So, you know, this is your life and you are not subject to the lifeless past if you choose not to be. We can move energy and just make space in your space to really enjoy this present time. Also, just a reminder, as always, we've reduced rates on calls and chats a few times a week and on 12listen, typically Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and the 12th of the month, which is 12 day. If you want to be notified of our specials, go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. While you're there, post what you're grateful for on the gratitude board. Perfect time of year to make use of that if you haven't. And that is what you're grateful for, if it's in your experience or not. Today, we're talking about appreciation, gratitude, and supply. They are a circle. They are a circle. They engender each other. And that's what I'm going to talk about. And I'm really excited to talk to you about it. But I just want to say thanks again for listening, however and whenever you do. There is programming on 12radio.com 24/7. There are archives of all the shows from all the hosts in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. You can download them anytime you want. 12radio is a great source of inspiration, information, and support. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. It just, you know, sometimes you just need something. And that's a good place to take a look. And as I always encourage you to, listen to somebody you don't typically listen to. See what's out there. Expand your horizons. Anyway, it's available. So take advantage if you would like. I just want to say thanks to Serena for producing my show today and all that she does for us on 12radio. And we're going to move into the teaching segment now by listening to a song called Rainbow Hoop by David and Steve Gordon. And this is from the World Groove Mix CD and Sequoia Records. Enjoy it, and I'll be back right after. You're listening to Empowerment. I'm very happy you're here. Thank you. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that music. I thought that was uplifting and bright and nice for holiday time. Again, that was Dave and Steve Gordon. That was from the World Groove Mix CD, and it was called Rainbow Hoop. So my show will not be live for the next couple of weeks because I do have family in town. So this is basically my Thanksgiving show. And as I said a few minutes ago, the obvious topic for Thanksgiving is gratitude. But I also want to talk about appreciation, which, when combined with gratitude, creates a powerfully abundant energy. Actually, it creates like an openness in our consciousness. I feel it in the middle. I feel it like in my heart when I talk about it, because it's so much more than just logical, you know, so much more than just mental. It really is. They're spiritual expressions, gratitude and appreciation. Appreciation, gratitude, integrity, love, generosity are all actions that unleash the infinite self or God, also known as supply, in your experience. They are expressions of the divine, and like attracts like. Gratitude, appreciation, and supply engender each other. So we're going to talk about all three. Supply is just one of my favorite things to talk about. I talk about it all the time. And the thing that's interesting is when I go and refer to like Joel Goldsmith for, you know, for what he has to say about supply, or I listen to one of his audio tapes that I may have read a million times before or heard a million times, maybe not a million, but a lot, they still uplift me. I still feel expanded when I listen to it. So, you know, I don't think there's ever too much of the same thing when it comes to really good spiritual teachings. So right now I want to begin with appreciation. So Abraham said, when you feel gratitude, often you're looking at a difficulty that you've overcome, but there's still some of that struggle vibration present. The state of appreciation is seeing whatever you're looking at through the eyes of Source. You could walk down a crowded street with all kinds of things that a lot of other people would find reason to criticize or worry about, and you would not have access to them because your vibration of appreciation is picking out for you things of a different vibrational nature. So we all know consciousness is cause. We can only experience what we have the consciousness for. And to change our consciousness, it is a practice. It's a practice. You know, when we think a certain way, when we think a certain way for all our lives, or, you know, for all our adult life or all our present time, you know, and it's not a positive, it's not a positive focus, like, oh, it's holidays. Oh man, I gotta get presents. Oh man, I gotta pay for presents. Oh man, you know, what if it snows and I can't go shopping, or, you know, silly things like that. But not silly, because they come into your consciousness and you pay attention to them, which means they grow in your consciousness, because attention is love. It grows whatever it is focused on. So in order to get past those, because anything that doesn't feel good isn't you. If it's worry, if it's fear, if it's doubt, if it's whatever it is, those things are not you. You're the individualization of Source. Infinity is the measure of our being, as Joel would say. So those things are not yours. They're error. They're, you know, things that take up space in our space, because they're components of the human mind. You know, just the human limited material focused mind, which we have as well because we're in an incarnation. But the only way to change those is to practice focusing our attention on something else. And appreciation is a great vibration to practice. Because by focusing on appreciation, you are eliminating the things that normally would not feel good, because your consciousness begins to be filled with appreciation. Excuse me. This is important in everyday life, but especially now when we're in the holiday season. What can be, you know, it just can be a real mixed bag where feelings and emotions are concerned and just, you know, where we expend our energy. So it can be very tiring, physically tiring, mentally tiring as well. You know, it's typically a social time with family and friends, and everyone has their own feelings about the holidays. Everyone has their own feelings about their families and friends, which I kind of mentioned a little bit ago. And those, it can run the gambit, you know, from joy to the absolute opposite of joy. And if you're a sensitive person or an empathic person, it's really important to be aware of that and to be aware of that ahead of time. You know, don't judge. Don't judge it. Don't fear it. Just be aware of it. And if you are sensitive or empathic, make sure you're grounded. Just be conscious of maintaining and taking care of your space. Ground, bring your aura in. Imagine pulling your aura in arm's length and put a beautiful colored bubble around it, a strong color if you need. If you're uber sensitive, put a mirror on the outside of it. Take care of yourself. Those are super simple tools. And they work. They work. Because a grounding cord, and I use a colored beam of light from first chakra, tip of tailbone, to the center of the earth. Again, whatever color feels strong to you, whatever color feels empowering to you. And what happens with that grounding cord is it's a living thing. And what it does is it not only releases energy that you're feeling, that you're carrying around with you down the grounding cord to be neutralized by the earth, by the center of the earth, it releases what you encounter. So you don't end up hauling around a lot of energy that's not yours. So back to, you know, take care of yourself, but don't, you know, you're going to be in with a bunch of different people who are having different experiences. So don't judge it and don't fear it. Just be aware, because really and truly there is nothing to judge. You really are just witnessing every person in whatever state of consciousness they happen to be in, having their experience of the holidays. We can neutrally observe that and find things to appreciate at the same time. And that's empowerment. It truly is. That is empowerment. Appreciation is a phenomenal way to just navigate every aspect of the holidays, from shopping to entertaining or being entertained. As Abraham said, the state of appreciation is seeing whatever you are looking at through the eyes of Source. And remember, Habakkuk 1:13, God's eyes are too pure to behold iniquity. So God is capital IS. God sees only God. When he looks at us, when he looks at anything, he sees only God, because God is. There is nothing else. There is no end or opposite to God. His eyes are too pure to behold iniquity, so he can only see himself, where iniquity cannot even exist. It can't. So appreciation gets us a little closer to seeing God in everyone and everything, and loving God as everyone and everything. And that's a really powerful tool. Loving God as everyone and everything, including yourself. It also helps us, appreciation also helps us to be a blessing to those that we encounter, because we're demonstrating a loving vibration, a loving expansive vibration. And that has a positive effect whether we say a word or not. We're just being it. We're being that vibration. Joel Goldsmith wrote, "Ye are the light of the world. As you rest in this consciousness, you will no longer find it necessary to overcome evil, destroy error, wrestle or rise above error. As the light There is no above or below. You fill all space. As the light, darkness vanishes as you approach it, and you have no consciousness of the darkness that's been dispelled. Not any more than intelligence can be aware of the ignorance it displaces. This is within our power. I love that quote. That's a powerful quote. And this is within our power to just be this, to be this vibration, to vibrate as light. You know, and when I think about that, you know, the words resist not evil come to mind, which in its simplest interpretation, simplest, means let everybody just be who they are, where they are, having their own feelings, emotions, and opinions, but knowing that they cannot impact your ability to shine your light and be yourself unless you let them. That's it. Perception is everything. You know, somebody, no one can affect us in any way that we do not allow. Period. So I invite you to think about that, especially this time of year. Maybe take it into meditation, let it run through your being. You know, appreciation is just conducive with shining our light. It just is. It's conducive with, you know, wonder and childlikeness and I don't know, kind of like letting your guard down. You know, the guard of, oh, this is going to be horrible. I got to go to the store. That's my guard. Just letting it down, going, okay, I have to go to the store. Not my favorite thing in the world, but I'm going to see how it works out. I'm just going to see how it works out. And, you know, that's really been working for me. It really has been. So just, it does. Life is. And if you're being you and you're being a loving you, your trip to the store is going to be a whole lot different than it may have been in the past. The Free Dictionary's definition of appreciation is recognition of the quality, value, significance, or magnitude of people and things. So if that's our focus, we're recognizing quality, value, significance, talents, abilities, beauty, you know, humor, funniness, you know, whatever. We're recognizing positive things. If that's our focus, we and the people we encounter will have a great experience. And we all deserve that. We all deserve that. Appreciation lifts you and everyone around you. Voltaire said, appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well. So, I love that quote too. Back to consciousness. Again, we can only experience what we have the consciousness for. So, by appreciating or loving the excellence in others, it becomes part of our consciousness. And what's established in our consciousness will be experienced in our outer world. That's law. That's universal law. If you believe it, you'll see it. Appreciation is a game changer. It really is. It really is. It's not just, oh, I appreciate that. It's not that. It's so big. I encourage you to test it out over the holiday season. It's so easy to match the vibration of the crowd, especially if you're sensitive, the critical vibe, the fearful vibe, the vibe of dissatisfaction. But if your focus is on appreciation and shining your light, being you, shining that light of appreciation, not only will you not be affected by the crowd vibe, but your presence may just shift it completely. Because this is sincerely powerful stuff. I almost said seriously powerful, but it's not seriously powerful. It's sincerely powerful stuff. So now on to supply. The Heart of Mysticism, Joel Goldsmith's collection of letters to his Infinite Way students that he wrote every month. I think it goes from 1955 to 1959, the copy that I have. I've been reading this book before I go to bed every night for about 4 years now. You know, I read it, just part of it. And I've read the chapter called Supply and taught from it, shared from it, written from it many, many times. But the letter that I want to share with you is called, the title of the letter is Abundance is the Law of the Universe. And every time I read anything, I mean, I don't know how many, this is my third or fourth time through this book, and it's like 1,200 pages. It's huge. But every time I reread something, who knows how many times I've read before, as I said, it unfolds more and more for me because I'm in a different place. I've grown, I've evolved, I've learned more since the last time I read it. So it's meaningful in different ways, in expanded ways. We're each in our own individual evolution. We can only have what we can have when we can have it. And God always meets us where we are. Which is why, as I said, I can read a chapter a million times and get something out of it every single time. Because I'm in a different place. But when we have a new realization of something, even something we've read a bunch of times before, that realization, that word realization, can be exchanged for the word knowing. It becomes a part of us. When we know something, it becomes a part of us. It's our understanding. And it leads us on, when we have a realization, it leads us on to greater understanding and greater expansion. So this, what I'm going to read to you just is so beautiful and big. It just makes my head want to explode and my heart. But Joel wrote, "There is an invisible spirit which is forever appearing as form on the visible plane. In the autumn, the fruit on the trees is plucked and the leaves drop away, but nobody's alarmed. Everyone knows that nature is at work and that in a few months, the leaves and the fruit will reappear. This is all we know. This we all know. But we fail to recognize the analogy between the cyclic activity of nature and our own supply. Sometimes we look into our pocketbooks and find them empty. The mesmerism of the world is so great that we think we have come to the end of our supply. We forget that just as there appears to be a season of barrenness in the life of a tree, so we too may pass through a period of lack, which is only a temporary phase in our total experience. Within us, deep within, that same law of God which, through Moses, brought manna, a cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night, which multiplied loaves and fishes, which has always fed, maintained, and sustained those of spiritual vision, that same spirit is here and now in the midst of us. That spirit which so abundantly fills the earth with its fruitage, the sea with fish, the air with birds, the hills with cattle, the ground with every sort of vegetable, fruit, and flower, in such abundance that it cannot be counted, provides all good for us. Abundance is the divine plan for us. But we've missed it in looking at the outer forms and trying to lay them up where moth and rust doth corrupt, feeling that if we don't hold them securely in our grasp, there will never be any more. Instead of enjoying that which is set before us in the realization that the infinite invisible, which we call Father, Spirit, or God, has provided for us an infinity of supply when we look only to Father, Spirit, or God for it. Many people have experienced lack for such a long period of time that they actually believe there's a law of limitation binding them to the experience of lack. This belief that there is a law of lack is the first suggestion which must be broken. If you could count the birds in the air and the fish in the sea, or if you could swim down under the Pacific Ocean, as we do out here in Hawaii, and count the shells, the rocks, and the flowers that grow underneath the water, you would know that there is no such thing as a law of lack. Abundance is the law of the universe. Abundance is supported by law, and therefore abundance is a permanent dispensation. It is something that is as eternal as it is infinite. Count the stars in the skies and the drops of water in the ocean. Count the leaves on the trees. Then understand what infinity really means, and you will know what abundance is. It is the law of life, infinite and eternal. Ah, I could just see those plants and fish and stuff under the ocean in Hawaii, although I've only been to Hawaii once and then I don't swim. But that's so beautifully written, so beautifully written. And I remember, you know, hearing like Michael Beckwith, for example, and many other spiritual teachers using examples of nature when they were talking about abundance and prosperity, you know, grains of sand, leaves on the trees, drops of water in the ocean, as metaphors for abundance. And I understood that mentally, but honestly, they never hit me like what I just read, because it came alive for me again, as I read it again. But man, as the individualization of source, if we bring it to man, not sand and trees and stuff, man, as the individualization of source, is the instrument through which source becomes more of itself in the physical plane, in the material world. How does that happen? Well, through creative ideas, which then harden into fact, as Neville would say. That's part of it. But I think it is also through our appreciation of life in all of its forms and appearances. It's our concept of beauty and the infinite feeling that beauty inspires in us. Think about how you're feeling when you're observing something beautiful, like the ocean, or the mountains, or your garden, or your children, or a piece of art which you feel the love of the artist that painted or sculpted it. That feeling is God, the creator and enjoyer of the abundance appearing in the physical plane. Swami Prabhavananda said, you know, man is not a creator. Man is not the enjoyer. It is God in us that is the creator and enjoyer through man. And that's an expansive thing to think about and meditate on, and a beautiful thing to go to sleep in. We all live under the same sky. Look at the stars at night, realize there's no edges to the sky. The flowers that bloom continue to bloom, no two are alike. If you can get the feeling of wonder, I think holiday time brings up wonder for me as just kind of just brings it back into my consciousness. If you can get that feeling of wonder, childlikeness, when you observe beauty in any form, you'll get even more out of it. Beauty inspires wonder, and wonder enables us to get the very most out of beautiful things. That is a lovely circle. That's a lovely circle. And that is God as the creator and the enjoyer. And we get to benefit from God's creation and enjoyment. All of those beautiful things are for us because we are the vehicle through which they are created and enjoyed. And it goes hand in hand with appreciation. When you truly appreciate something or someone, it's like you draw them into your heart, right? You draw them into your heart, into your being. It's just an incredible, and at the same time, you know, you appreciate them. So you, how can I say this? You draw them into your heart because appreciation is God. It's an expression of God, your divinity. But you also pour that out to them. You pour that out to them. As you bring them in and then you pour that out to them, you give them that gift of your appreciation. It's really an experience or realization of life. Life, capital L-I-F-E, which has no end or opposite. In a tape called Spiritual Supply, Joel gives the analogy of the tree and how the invisible life or source draws from the earth the nutrients that feed and form all the aspects of the tree, and also draws from the heavens the sunshine and water that cause it to grow and produce fruit. And all of those components, the tree, the earth, the sun, the water, all of those components are the same thing. Life. Capital L-I-F-E. Our oneness with this invisible life is oneness with everything in heaven and on earth. My conscious oneness with God constitutes my oneness with all spiritual being, idea, and thing. And then he translates that, his metaphor of the tree and life in all those aspects, to man. And he said, the life of me is the thing that cares for me, drawing unto me from heaven and earth all that is necessary for my fulfillment. But this is not just for me, but fruitage to be shared, just like the fruit from the trees. If it's not harvested, the trees will not bear more fruit. And that's the kicker about supply. You have to give it away to keep it flowing. Whatever it is you want, give it. Give it. But also, through appreciation and gratitude, you realize that the infinite source of supply is yourself, your soul, your being, and your consciousness. And the more you give, the more you give, the more you become the inlet and outlet of supply. Supply is spiritual, just like appreciation and gratitude is spiritual. So now on to gratitude. In a book called The Collected Essays of Joel S. Goldsmith, he wrote about gratitude. And the section that I want to share with you, it is subtitled The Meaning of Gratitude. He wrote, "It's been said that by their works ye shall know them. This truth applies most aptly to gratitude. Gratitude reflects itself in works. The higher the concept of gratitude, the greater the works of the being reflecting that gratitude. The act of expressing gratitude is in truth the act of recognizing and acknowledging within yourself the source of all your good, which is God. It is impossible to express gratitude without expressing love, as they are both components of God, and therefore inseparable from God. Gratitude is akin to love. Gratitude, like love, is God expressing itself through man as man. It is impossible to love without expressing some degree of God through your consciousness. And so it is also with gratitude. It is impossible to be, capital B-E, grateful without expressing some degree of God. While you are being, capital B-E-I-N-G, grateful. For gratitude is of God, not of man. Gratitude has a meaning far beyond the word gratitude itself, or even any idea connected with gratitude. It goes deep into the reality of being. Gratitude has nothing to do with man. Gratitude is one of the many phases or aspects of love, and love is God. Therefore, gratitude is really a form of God activity or God expression. It is therefore true that only God can express love. Only God can express gratitude. We can only be the vehicles through which God pours itself out as love or as gratitude." I don't know who said it first, but I know that the more you are grateful for, or the more you are grateful, the more you'll be given to be grateful for. Again, like attracts like. In light of what we just shared, that feels more true than ever. Because in expressing gratitude, you are expressing God. And again, gratitude, being grateful, that again comes from the depth of, I just feel it in my heart, in my center. It's so far beyond just the words, you know, it's so far beyond saying grace, you know, or saying thank you. then saying thank you and saying grace is important, but it takes it out of superficial mental, or maybe, yeah, mental, just, or habit, to truly feeling God in the depth of your being, and being unable to be anything other than grateful. As St. Francis said, my God and my all. My God and my all. That's how he signed his letters. My God and my all. Having total dependence on God, or putting your total dependence on God, and living intuitively really brings the spiritual aspect of gratitude alive. Asking, just asking, as you live, as a matter of the course of the day, you might say, in this moment, what am I called to do? Moment by moment, just asking and then following. If you do that, you begin to see that your way is absolutely made for you. You know, and when you see that, because you're in that flow, you're asking, you're waiting for an answer, you're waiting for a red or green light, that inner red or green light. And then you follow it, it's like, that's the best of the best, you know? It just, and you are appreciative. And the funny things that show up, you know, just silly things that I've mentioned a million times that I call little kisses on the cheek from God, you know, they show up and they just make you laugh. And it's like, well, of course, you know, that's what I was looking for. Here it is, you know, and I really honestly do believe that God has a sense of humor, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful way to live. So pouring appreciation and gratitude out into the world creates that circle of giving and receiving, making you the inlet and outlet of supply. And I don't think there's anything better than that, because supply, as you know, is what you need when you need it, whatever that is, whatever that is. Could be a question that you're stumped on, you know, a problem. Could be something you're trying to remember that you can't remember. You know, it's that old thing. Oh, I can't, I just can't get it. I know what it is and I can't get it. So you drop it, walk away from it, and here it shows up. That's supply. Or what, you know, what am I gonna make for dinner? I don't know. I just give that away. And here you go. Here it comes. It comes just floating in. It just works like that. It works like that. But again, that's really and truly depending on yourself, capital S-E-L-F, right? Because we are totally and completely self-complete. There is no power external to us. None. And by using the vibrations of gratitude, of appreciation, it just opens the way for that inner supply, that spirit, that help and support to just show itself. It really does. It's just like opening the door, being in that vibration, being open, having your head open, your heart open. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to live this life. I don't know how to live this day. I don't know how to do whatever it is I need to do. I don't know. But that which lives me does. The infinite God mind does. And, you know, I always think about Joel saying, success, God is only glorified in our success. To me, success is giving that away. Relinquish all power, control, and responsibility for everything to everything, that is the God mind, and getting out of the way and waiting to see what happens, watching to see what happens, because you get answers that way. If you really get out of the way, you'll get what you need, and it'll be the best thing possible that a lot of times you never would have even thought of. So anyway, I'm going to end this a little bit early because I feel complete, as we would say at the Institute. After a reading, I feel complete. I do. I do. And I just hope you have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving, a lovely time with your family, made even more so through appreciation and gratitude. And of course, its accompanying component supply. Have a very blessed couple of weeks, everyone. I'm Kelly Whetstone. You've been listening to Empowerment here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Please stay tuned for Katie Weaver. Bye-bye.